As we walked down Loughborough Road, surrounded by buildings, it may be difficult to remember that it was all once open fields. In 1782, a young Prussian clergyman, Carl Philip Moritz, toured England and described his entry into West Bridford from Nottingham. He said, "From the town, a charming footpath leads you across the meadows to the high road, where there is a bridge over the Trent. Not far from this bridge was an inn, where I dined, though I could get nothing but bread and butter, of which I desire to have a toast made. Nottingham lies high, with its neat houses, red roofs, and its lofty steeples. I have not seen so fine a prospect in any other town in England." He resumed his journey down Loughborough Road, which was then the main highway to London. He found Loughborough to be a not very handsome town, and after that the road became sandy and very unpleasant walking. In our walk, we need to remember that until tarmac was used, roads could be very dusty or muddy and difficult to travel. And this is a good place to mention it, as the first ever use of tarmac in the world was made in 1903 on Radcliffe Road, a 5-mile stretch starting half a mile or so from where we are now. And until 1952, where you are standing used to be the edge of West Bridgford. In 1952, the boundary between Nottingham and West Bridgford became the centre of the River Trent. But until then, an area south of the river, including where the county hall stands now to our west, belonged to Nottingham. If you look at the 1881 map, the blue line shows the boundary, and it actually cuts through the Three Horseshoes and Crown Inn that was originally on this site, so that part of the taproom serving drinks was in Nottingham and the other part in West Bridgford. There were actually different coloured bricks on the floor showing the boundary line. As the only public house in West Bridgford, it was frequently used for inquests, not only for drownings in the Trent, and right up to the 20th century.